answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Know why Hezbollah and Hamas are degraded? Do you know why Iran is the furthest away it's ever been from having a nuclear warhead? Do you know why Iran doesn't have an air force or a navy? Do you know why its weapons stockpile and launchers and weapons production plants have been substantially degraded? It's because Israel and America hit them so hard they coughed up bones. And I think that it has made the world measurably safer as a result.
Absolutely. That is Louisiana Senator Kennedy saying, we've hit them so hard they've been coughing up bones. And, of course, over the weekend, Trump had indicated going into the weekend, we're getting ready to hit them with the heaviest we've ever have. Harder than what anyone saw during World War II. Well, that didn't happen. And why not? Well, because once again, intermediaries working between us and the Iranian leadership were pleading, we might have a deal here. We might have a deal. I don't know how many times Trump's going to back off, but again, it should convince those who believe he just wants to go in and bomb the hell out of them, should convince them that he could do that at any point. He keeps looking for opportunities to not do it because he knows there'll be a lot of collateral damage. And by that, I mean, that's a sanitized way of saying killing innocent people who do not want to be under this regime anyway. But just today, Trump had again to call out the Iranian leaders as duplicitous. He said their Iranian leadership, they asked for a meeting. Some would say beg talks begin with more scheduled in the immediate future. They say openly and proudly they're not having any discussions, that nothing is being talked about. They're only dealing with Iran, or rather with Oman. This is what Trump wrote on Truth Social. He said, then they go on their usual blather in saying the Strait of Hormuz will be operated powerfully by them when it's already completely controlled by the U.S. Navy and our blockade, or some call it the U.S. Wall of Steel. Nothing gets through to Iran unless we want it to. Nothing will get through unless a deal or total surrender is accomplished. And again, this is on Truth Social today. And President Trump continued, whether Iran wants to admit it or not, we are not, in fact, talking of a solution to a problem they have caused for decades. It is very simple. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. We're going to break that down in more detail, and you're going to hear more from Louisiana Senator Kennedy coming up. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, August 3rd, 2026. Reminding you, your cell phone can be a radio for you, and you can listen to us from anywhere. Download the free NewsTalk STL app. Put it on your phone, and wherever you go, if you have cell service, you can pick up the station through that app. I mean anywhere. You can go into Europe. I've got friends in Europe that listen. And the way they do it is using the app. So make sure you get the app on your phone. We've got two great FM signals, but the range of the signals is limited by the FCC. And then you have weather conditions that sometimes interfere with any radio signals. That app is crystal clear. So with Larry Connors USA, we're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m., except for tomorrow night. That'll be election night coverage tomorrow night, so we will not be on air. But we will be back Wednesday, and every time we're on the air with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. And part of your education will be coming up in this hour. We have the lead attorney with Under Law about knowing your rights if you're injured by someone's negligence. Now, I'm going to get very clear to you. Under Law is endorsed by me, and they are a sponsor. I don't try to hide that fact from you. But you're going to want to hear the information provided by this attorney on that, and also maybe more knowledge than what I just suggested. That's still to come. Now, on the Iranian update, as I was telling you, where Trump is calling Iran out is they always say they want to talk, but they really don't. General Jack King, retired four-star general, says that Pakistan and Qatar mediators in Iran peace talks are compromised because anything they try to do, Iran's going to refute it and turn against them. So you have Pakistani and Qatari negotiators trying to bring a peace, but anything they do, Iran is rejecting. In the meantime, the Pentagon is boosting some of our military production deals with Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin. One is to quadruple the output of our terminal high altitude area defense. That's an interceptor components. That would give us a threefold increase in the Patriot capability of shooting down anything fired at our troops in that region or even fired at the USA. And Louisiana Senator Kennedy says, I want us to proceed with these talks where we can. And he has something he wants to remind President Trump, but I will tell you this. I don't think Trump needs to be reminded of this. But again, I want you to hear what Louisiana Senator Kennedy says.
I would remind President Trump of three things. Number one, the only reason that Iran is coming to the table, if indeed they are, is because Israel and the United States of America have torn them a new ashtray. Number two, no deal is just fine. Not preferred, but not preferable, but it's fine. A bad deal isn't. Number three, he has to remember that the Iranian government learned to lie before they learned to talk. And they're more than mildly insane. Dealing with them is like dealing with Son of Sam or Charles Manson. Whatever he does, do not release the sanctions stopping their sale of oil or remove the blockade until we see Iran take firm actions to open the strait.
And I truly believe that Trump already knows that, and we're moving down that path. We were never going to really remove the blockade until Iran started doing certain things in phases. Now, I will clarify for you. Louisiana Senator Kennedy said we tore them a new, not what you thought you heard maybe, we tore them a new ash tray is what he said. I just want to clarify that for you. But again, the Louisiana Senator Kennedy says we know where we need to focus.
You don't have to be a senior at Caltech to know we only have three choices. Escalate, retreat and come home, or maintain the status quo. I would maintain the status quo as long as I could. Sanctions, blockade. I would bomb Pickaxe Mountain and try to reach any fissile material and centrifuges underneath. I don't know whether the president should start a new bombing campaign again because I don't have the military intelligence. Now, that's a problem, too. Because it'll cause a lot of pain. It'll cause energy prices to go up and a lot of inflation for the American people. They're all hellish choices. So, well, but for the moment, I'd maintain the status quo.
Good. Maintain the status quo. Continue to push against them. Just 90 miles from our coastline is another enemy entrenched in Cuba. The U.S. State Department just issued a 100-page report titled Cuba, the Capital of 21st Century Communism. Secretary of State Rubio on that statement.
If you look at the history of espionage in the United States, Cuba is the only country that consistently has implanted and embedded spies in our system without even paying them. We had an ambassador, a U.S. ambassador, who ended up being a Cuban spy and was recently convicted. We've had them penetrate the highest levels of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Ana Belén Montes was one of the single biggest intelligence failures on the part of the United States and one of the biggest penetrations we've ever had in our system. So, and then on the influence front, if you look all throughout Latin America, every communist left-wing insurgency that's destabilized governments across the region, every single one of them over the last 40, 50 years has found its support, its help, in many cases its birth from a Cuban influence operation. So it was an important report just to highlight the role they play in our country, a very negative role.
And they do it in numerous ways. In the meantime, the Cuban leadership is dismissing that document as a fallacy, political propaganda. Well, no, it's based upon fact, Secretary of State Rubio.
Everything in there is factual, and frankly, I don't think they can dispute it. People can argue that we shouldn't do with it, and I know there are plenty of people in American academia and, frankly, in American press that sympathize with the Cuban regime and have for a very long time. Part of it is motivated by their anti-Americanism, and part of it is motivated by ideological affinity. There are enough people in key nodes of our society, including professors, but frankly, in the past, we've seen people within our own government that sympathize with the Cuban regime. It's the way they get spies without paying them. Yep. But it doesn't mean we can ignore this threat. Put aside for a moment my history, the fact that I'm Cuban-American, the fact that I grew up in Miami. This is 90 miles from our shores, a failed state 90 miles from our shores that happens to be aligned with adversaries to the United States is a national security threat to our country.
And the tentacles do reach into our nation, as he pointed out. Unpaid members of the communist infiltration network. He points out that they like to use social friction to escalate any American civil protests. That includes, he says, the 2020 George Floyd demonstrations. That includes the support Hamas and anti-Israel protests. They get all involved in that. They fund it. They put people and propaganda in place to be used inside our nation. Senator Rand Paul, of course, says he's still going to go after Fauci, trying to hide behind the Fifth Amendment, saying we're going to go after him for contempt of Congress. Even though he has a pardon, he did hide behind the Fifth Amendment. With George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, who often is on Fox News, was on Mark Levin's program discussing that issue.
He has a right to invoke the privilege, but I don't believe it was the right thing for him to do. Over 1.2 million people died during his period of leadership. They deserve answers to these contradictions, and he refused to give them. Even though he testified earlier in a more vulnerable state, he has a pardon now, which arguably is going to give him more protection than he had previously. He was always at risk of a perjury charge. And so I think that it was the wrong thing to do, and I thought it was a great insult to the millions of people that lost loved ones during the pandemic.
Let me ask you this. He has a pardon. Does this pardon protect him? And so he should have gone ahead and testified anyway?
You know, that's a tougher question. And I do think he probably has the advantage if it goes to court, because the courts will ask, is there any lingering potential criminal liability on the state or federal level? I think most judges are going to take a very broad view of that and say, yeah, it is possible, and therefore he can still invoke the privilege. But that is not a settled question. And Chairman Paul, at the very end, asked a series of questions that will probably be the focus of any litigation. Those questions began with his statement that I'm confining this to the period of your pardon. And so courts are going to look at those questions first and foremost, because Paul was not asking him to make any statements beyond the period in which he is immunized through the pardon.
Jonathan Turley, law professor, George Washington University. I like his statement that, yeah, you can have the Fifth Amendment and you can use it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's right. And in fact, he already had immunity. Fauci's issue was he might slip up and add a new perjury case in front of the existing Senate past the date of his pardon when it was put in place. That's why he kept his mouth shut. But when it was all over, and there will be more to come, Molly Hemingway, the senior editor at the Federalist, points out when it was all over, Dr. Fake, well, she didn't call him that, but Dr. Fauci walks out and you might want to find him in your local comic book store.
President Biden pardoned Anthony Fauci for his crimes. Some of that deals with how he was involved in funding gain-of-function research, such as at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Some of that is about how he suppressed any open inquiry of where the virus was coming from or even how to respond to it. But perhaps the worst crimes that he was pardoned for were how he weaponized the COVID pandemic and response to shutter the economy, to shut down schools, to shut down churches, to not to mention the loss of life because of poor decisions, the loss of trust in public health officials. Now, I do think states could get involved in holding him accountable. Maybe an enterprising attorney general in Florida or Governor DeSantis could think about ways that they could hold him accountable for some of what he did there. But you are correct that regardless of what happens, history will view him as something of a cartoonish villain.
But the only issue with that, it's not really laughable, is it? Not when you consider the lives that were lost, the damage done to our economy, shuttering several businesses, putting people out of work, maybe leading to depression at least, if not suicide, the damage done to our children, masking two-year-olds, that harm is going to last for a long time with our society. And no parent wants to harm their child, and they want to follow good, proper medical advice. But now there's a loss of trust in the scientific community. And that will be very difficult to ever, if possible, to ever restore. Once you break that trust, who wants to believe them? Or for that matter, you got all these experts on both sides. Which ones to believe? Yeah, there was immense damage caused by Fauci, way and above controlling America as he did. Coming up, let's say you get injured by someone's negligence or a corporation's negligence or some other kind of incident happens to you. We've got the lead attorney for Under Law to know your rights when injured. That's coming up. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As I mentioned, from time to time, I have sponsors on board because they are experts in the particular field. Now, but I always want you to know they are a sponsor and I endorse them. So I don't try to hide that fact from you. But you can learn a lot. For instance, in this case, we've got the lead attorney with Onder Law, W. Wiley Blair, with us. Wiley, glad to have you on board.
I want to
go through several things. I mean, a lot of folks look at injuries, personal injuries, and things of that nature. Let's begin with why they might need an attorney, regardless of how they were injured or by what or whom.
Good question. And a lot of people don't qualify as a potential injury case or case without reaching an attorney. A lot of people get from insurance companies.
Hey, Wiley, yeah. your signal's breaking up. We're going to recall you and reconnect.
All right, so. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Whatever you're doing, that's better. Let's do that. And now please continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I was a lot of insurance companies, though, went quickly before full extent of injuries are known.
Wiley, it's still breaking up. We're gonna reconnect and call you back. So we'll try to get back through right away. And if you want to give Jerome another number in the process, we'll try that. But we're reconnected.
Better?
Yeah, we're better again. Let's try it again. Very sorry, but once again, why do people need an attorney if they suffer an injury through someone else's negligence?
Well, a lot of companies will call the injured party and try to get settled as possible. And the result,
Wiley, I'm sorry. Yep, this is not working. We're going to hang up, and Jerome's going to give you my number for you to call back on my phone, and he'll put you in the system. So just bear with us while we take you off the air, and then he talks to you directly and get you to call back. Again, folks, I apologize. It happens from time to time. We're talking about Wiley Blair, who is the lead attorney for Onder Law, and we're losing time about issues I want to get into. But again, this is information that can be valuable for you, so we want to make sure we get him back on. Onder Law has a very diverse practice, by the way, not just dealing with individuals, but also corporations. And in fact, if time still allows, once we get Wiley back on board, he just had a case that involves something many of you have heard of before, especially if you're a farmer, Roundup, dealing with Monsanto, and the case apparently is going to be headed to the Supreme Court. So we'll get into that if we have time as well. But now we've got Wiley reestablished. Let's try it again, sir. I'm going to file a complaint. I need a lawyer. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Once again, why does someone need an attorney? Let's begin there.
All right, so insurance companies are a business just like any other company. They're interested in their bottom line. and they often try to settle on the cheap with victims before the full extent of damages are known, what their options are, and before they've had an opportunity to consult with the lawyer and vet those options.
Well, of course, the concern for anyone in that situation, how much is it going to cost me to get a lawyer to represent me?
Well, we do everything on a contingency fee basis, so there's no cost to the client unless we recover on their behalf. So we advance all costs. They only pay us out of a percentage of what we're able to recover, and costs are only reimbursed out of the settlement if we are able to recover.
And you're talking about not just negligence in a car wreck or construction, but even medical malpractice?
Medical malpractice, products liability, premises liability. We do mass tort litigation, employment discrimination, workers' compensation, you name it.
Now, of course, the client, the injured party, knows that, you know, I'm not seeking more than what I'm entitled to, but I should be properly compensated for what I've suffered.
Sure.
How do you reach that point?
Well, generally the measure of damages in injury cases are medical bills, lost wages, and pain and suffering. And so that it's a combination of those three elements that we make sure our clients are fully reimbursed for. So it's a multifaceted approach.
Are you also talking about a multi-year resolution?
It really depends. That's going to depend on the significance of injuries, how long treatment continues, how much insurance is involved, whether the liability is clear or disputed, and then the reasonableness of the at-fault party or their insurer. And just to give you an example, the last thing that I want to do is settle a case too quickly before treatment is completed and then find out a client needs a surgery after all that's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars that hasn't been contemplated in that settlement. So it could take 90 days. It could take several years. It just depends.
And is there any way to know in the beginning really how much a client's claim would be worth?
There is, but that gets down to an individual assessment. We do our best to give our clients an estimate, but there are a lot of moving parts to that, so I can't give a generalization.
Sure. Now, I'd mentioned while we were reconnecting with you there that you guys handle more than just clients like this. You also handle some corporate issues. And you are representing a case against Monsanto that is going to the Supreme Court. Is that correct?
It has already been to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And my client, John Durnell, great individual. He had sprayed Roundup as a volunteer for many years down in Soulard. He's a big, big responsibility for what it's become and compared with what it used to be. And he developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that made its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. We didn't prevail on the issue. It was a 7-2 opinion. But it was quite an experience being on that stage.
Now, tell me the difference. A lot of those, do they go in as a class action suit or some other fashion tort?
So that's a common misconception that these are class actions. They're actually considered mass torts. They are all individually filed claims and treated as individual litigants.
So if someone is hearing this about where you stood on that case with that client, what does that say to them on anything against Monsanto or any other big corporation?
Well, we're working through that right now. The opinion that was released was relatively narrow. So we think the litigation will continue. We're currently dealing with that with the Eastern District Court of Appeals on remand.
So how long has this case been underway?
About 6 years between beginning the workup the trial, the initial appeal to the Eastern District of Missouri through the Missouri Supreme Court and all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States.
So a lot of folks listening out there, they're looking at something that is not that massive, but to them and their family, it's crucial. It's imperative. It's important that something is resolved as fast as possible.
Absolutely. The thing is that whenever there's so many people that have been individually injured by the same issue, that there's no way that thousands of cases across the country could ever reach the courtroom. So we structure it to where, and the courts structure it to where, we pick cases that go to trial, like Mr. Durnell's did, and then try to resolve the case for all litigants across the board as a whole.
Well, I want to thank you for your input, and I'm sure a lot of the audience has additional questions. So, again, folks, Under Law is a sponsor of Larry Connors USA, O-N-D-E-R. So I suggest if you have additional questions, you call them direct. But Wiley Blair, lead attorney, I want to thank you again for your time.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Sorry we had the difficulties with the communication in the beginning, but I think that probably got a lot of folks ready to, I want to hear that. So now we got it. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
All righty.
All right.
Good deal. Thanks a lot.
You
Bye.
Bet. You know, I don't take on clients unless I really believe in them. And that stands for every client I have on Larry Connors USA. It's up to you to make a decision. If you have a personal injury of some type or claim you want, that's your decision. My endorsement goes to Under Law for the very reasons you were listening. But again, I hope you gained some information that might apply to your case that you can discuss with your attorney if they're in some other area. That's fine. The whole idea here was to educate you and, of course, let you know more about what Under Law can do for you. But again, that's now in your hands. Coming up, RFK Jr. facing CNN's State of the Union Dana Bash program. He made her not just blink, but almost cringe. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Your statement, you have been fooled. Your statement that this has been studied is not true. It's categorically
it is
not
considered,
true, not for
it is,
any of this stuff.
It is considered,
considered by who?
By every scientist who has studied this.
That is not true. I can give you hundreds of scientists who have looked at this.
So on the one hand, do you understand why people aren't getting...
the National Academy of Sciences. What greater authority
do you understand why people are not getting measles vaccines? Because they're hearing you say that it could cause
autism. You're trying to change the subject.
I'm not. It's very much related.
Show me one of the studies that's been done on the first eight, the vaccines during the first 6 months of life. You will not find them. The National Academy of Sciences.
So if that's the case, then why are you telling people to get the measles vaccine?
Because that is one of the vaccines that has been studied.
That is one of the vaccines that has been studied, the measles vaccine. That was RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, yesterday on the CNN program State of the Union with Dana Bash. And as he began saying, he said, "You have been fooled. You have been fooled, and more importantly, you are spreading that foolishness as a fact to your audience." He called her out, and I'm glad. And she kept trying to find a way to wiggle out from under it. He said, give me one. Well, we have hundreds of scientists that, we all know that hundreds of scientists and doctors signed on to Dr. Fake's view of Fauci and his view of the Wuhan virus. And now we know because his diary and his journals, which he was keeping on government servers, Senator Rand Paul has unveiled them as of last week, actually the week before, showing that Fauci knew early January the virus did come from the Wuhan lab. But he got other scientists and doctors to sign on with him saying it had to come from a wet market. And in the beginning, all of us were not sure, what do we do? Well, you turn to the experts. And Dr. Fauci, as head of the National Institutes of Health and Infectious Diseases, would be considered an expert, obviously. And President Trump brought him in to start briefing them. But as we got deeper into it, and Fauci wanted to continue to lock down everything, shut down schools, even church services, Trump said, this is ruining our country. There's no justification. And other doctors came forward and showing Trump that you don't need to go all through this and much of it will be ineffective. And eventually, even the pharmaceutical companies admitted, yeah, you can get the vaccine, but we don't even know if they'll be 100% effective. In fact, admitted they were not going to be 100% effective. But in the meantime, Facebook, other social media, if you even question You were ostracized. You were banned. And if you have family and friends, the fact that you would not wear a mask when they're all wanting a mask, you were ostracized. And people lost their jobs because they simply asked, is this correct? Even if they didn't take action, they were just asking. Remember the U.S. Navy SEALs that refused to take the vaccine? These guys were in perfect health and condition. Why the hell would they want to take a vaccine for something they don't have? Let's go back once again to the battle royale between RFK Jr. and Dana.
Let me ask you something. Do you see your job as ending vaccine hesitancy, or do you see your job as telling the truth to the American
people? I see my job as telling the truth, and the truth is that there is study after study after study. It's one of the most studied things out there in science.
You're repeating
and it is
like a parrot. You're repeating
so
it
you.
Like a parrot.
A parrot.
So I've actually read the science. Let's you, you and don't I wanna, come you don't back wanna, here and debate the
so
science.
You, I'm not debating this with you.
Of course you are.
No, because I'm not
all
debating
all you know how to do is repeat things that people told you and say, trust the experts. That's what you did during COVID. Now we know that Anthony Fauci, who was the expert, was lying about everything, about masks, about the social distancing, about natural immunity, about the transmission from the vaccine, about the source of COVID. He was lying, and you were punishing people for not trusting the experts. And now you're rolling out the experts again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolling out the same experts again. But a lot of them have walked away from it. They have since admitted that, yeah, we shouldn't have gotten into that. And Dr. Fauci could stand by his Senate testimony, previous events, except for these journals and diaries where he wrote in there what he really believed. It came from the lab and everything else. And he was more concerned about the celebrity status he was getting than protecting Americans. But he was all about locking you down, controlling the American public, which is exactly what Marxist communists like to do. And RFK Jr., even while we're battling a possible pandemic, epidemic, he said, we still have to keep in mind the Constitution, which is something the left just wanted to throw out.
One of the mistakes we made in the last time was suppressing those rights so people weren't being heard. The doctors who were saying you're doing it wrong were being marginalized and vilified.
Yeah,
and
because, again, I really want to move on.
No. But
yeah,
you were saying, you were,
on,
yes,
you
I
were
do.
Part of the problem.
No, I wasn't part
yeah,
of the
yeah,
problem.
Yes, you were.
Absolute press malpractice. You weren't allowing your
Mr.
job.
Mr. Secretary.
Your job is a fierce skepticism
okay.
toward authority. And
yes,
you weren't doing
I am.
That. You
I
were
am.
Beating
My
up
job
on people
is also,
who were dissenting.
No. Okay. Are you going to, you want to sit here and attack me? Or do you want to have conversations
well, you're
about
here
public
and attacking
health?
Me.
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking questions about how to
and
prevent
let me
the
answer
next
the question.
Pandemic.
You're talking nonsense.
Let
you're making
finish.
Assertions you can't support. And then when I call you on them, you're telling
Mr.
me that I'm
Mr.
arguing.
Okay.
With
do you want to talk about, you want to talk about assertions that you can't support? I'll get there in a second. Let me just say for the record that I am not saying that the entire way that the COVID reaction was accurate. It was a scary time and people made mistakes.
But will you admit that you guys were part of it? She did not do that. The response from CNN is we stand behind Dana and we did everything correct and right. Oh, you did. You did. CNN, the other legacy media, they were all part of it. And keep in mind, Facebook and other social giants were having communications with the White House on a pretty regular basis as to what they should or should not be saying and how they should go after anyone who spoke out against what Dr. Fauci was preaching. I'm going to give you another example that this stuff will continue and continue if you don't pay attention to it. I'm looking at a publication, The Hill, which stands left, not leaning left. It stands in the left lane. Headline. Are you listening? The headline in this article reads, Senate Republicans see Trump as a growing political liability. Senate Republicans, oh my God. all the Republicans in the Senate see Trump as a growing political liability? That's what the headline suggests. Then you get into it, and they're talking about the second line. Senate Republicans say they, again, Senate Republicans say they see President Trump as a growing political liability as they try to hang on to control of the Senate in the 2026 midterm elections, citing Trump's continuous push for the SAVE Act and other issues. And then they go to some new polls showing Republican candidates trailing Democrat challengers in North Carolina and GOP-leaning states, including Ohio, Iowa, Texas, underscoring what the GOP senators and leadership see as a need to push back against Trump on key issues. So again, I guess all of the GOP senators are worried that Trump is pulling them down. There's no coattail for them to ride. He's dragging them down to disaster, a loss. Ah, but 6 paragraphs in. Here's what that states. One Republican senator who requested anonymity, obviously, to discuss colleagues' views of Trump's sinking approval rating, said fellow GOP senators view Trump as a growing political liability. Bam, 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 bam. That's where the whole headline comes from. One Republican senator, anonymous senator, said GOP senators view Trump as a growing political liability. It all built on the crux of one GOP senator, assuming he's quoted correctly. That's not the way the article would have you believe as you start reading it, would it? Nope, not at all. You know, we continue to have the gender battle as to, one, men should not compete in women's sports. We all know that. Well, I say we all know it. We should, but many continue to stand by that. Oh, no, they can compete, and they can be born a male and compete in women's sports, and it would all be even. We're going to go back in time. September 20, 1973, the Battle of the Sexes.
On the 20th of September 1973, female tennis player Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs, a former world number one men's player, in the Battle of the Sexes. Bobby Riggs was a leading tennis player in the 1940s, and by the time he retired in 1951, had won 6 Grand Slam titles. Following his retirement, he became a self-described hustler and male chauvinist, and began organising exhibition matches that complemented his love of gambling. By 1973, Riggs had turned his attention to women's tennis and began criticising the quality of the players. With media attention growing, he claimed that at age 55, he could still beat any female player, and actively began seeking opponents.
And here came Billie Jean King. In Houston, Texas, she faced off against the 55-year-old Bobby Riggs. TV audience estimated at 90 million viewers worldwide for the Battle of the Sexes. What happened? Billie Jean won in straight sets 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, thereby advancing equality and recognition for women's tennis. Well, Bobby Riggs was well past his prime. He had been great, but he was no longer great at 55. It still highlights the issue, men against women. I'll give you a more recent case. During the 1998 Australian Open, Serena Williams and her sister Venus Williams took part in an exhibition aptly named, again, the Battle of the Sexes, 25 years after the Billie Jean-Bobby Riggs event. The event, of course, drew a lot of crowd. Turned out to be one of the top 200 events through that time frame. The contender was a guy who was very successful, ranked number 203 in the world, Karsten Bruch. He took on the sisters in individual matches. And what happened in this case? Well, Serena remarked that she played just as well as she usually does, but she had to admit it was amazing to her how fast the German could return balls that would have been winners on the World Women's Tennis Tour. At the same time, she claimed that she could beat him next year after putting on some muscle. Venus then walked onto the court in an attempt to avenge her sister's loss. She's a seven-time Grand Slam champion at that point. She did a little bit better, but she also lost 6-2. So the two finest women tennis players in the world going against a man who is ranked 203 in men's championship tennis defeated them. Brash later wrote for The Guardian a couple years later. The 54-year-old at that point agreed with Serena Williams' assessment, noting that male players were capable of chasing down what would have been winners in women's matches. He said, "Both sisters are great tennis players. They hit the ball extremely well. However, if you've been playing the men's tour, there are certain shots you can play that are going to put them in difficulty. And I was hitting the ball with a degree of spin they don't face week in and week out. Another key, I chased down every shot. In our match, they were putting shots into corners that on the women's tour would be winners. But I was able to chase them down." Admitting because of his male ability, he was able to return the shots. He said, "In the end, I won, but neither myself nor Venus nor Serena took the game too seriously. We're just having a little bit of fun." And he added, "I took at least 50% off my serve." I don't know if he did or didn't, but that battle of the sexes proved again, really, there's a difference between men and women in a sport. But of course, the left will still say, "Oh, no, no. Someone born a male can become a woman." No kidding. Election coverage this time tomorrow night. Make sure you voted. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.